Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The Federal Reserve is deciding to keep interest rates stable for now. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
They haven't really changed the overall story, which is that of inflation moving down gradually on a sometimes bumpy road toward 2%. I don't think that story has changed.
Nevertheless, the central bank has hinted at three upcoming cuts sometime this year. These would mark the first decreases since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. Began an aggressive series of rate hikes. House Speaker Mike Johnson had a long discussion with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Wednesday. USA's John Schaefer with those details.
The Louisiana Republican reaffirmed unwavering support for Israel and expressed significant disagreement with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's recent critique of the Prime Minister.
We think it is not only foolhardy, it's dangerous for him to be trying to suggest how Israel should run its domestic affairs in the midst of their conflict. So you'll see the House Republicans continue to stand forward and reiterate our support for Israel at this very critical time.
According to the State Department, efforts are underway to evacuate Americans stranded in Haiti by helicopter. This development coincides with a surge in gang violence within Haiti. The State Department's reported nearly 1,000 Americans currently in the country. Helicopters are anticipated to conduct multiple trips from Port-au-Prince to the Dominican Republic for evacuations. A federal gambling probe has resulted in charges against a man linked to Major League Baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani. The LA Times reports Ohtani's interpreter is the man charged in the case. He was fired Wednesday for allegedly stealing millions of dollars and placing bets through an illegal bookie who was already under investigation by the feds. Ohtani, who plays for the Los Angeles Dodgers, was with the team in South Korea when the news broke Wednesday. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
House Republicans are persisting with their impeachment inquiry targeting President Biden. In a congressional hearing Wednesday, Kentucky Republican James Comer accused the president of leveraging his political power to enrich his family.
We have learned that Joe Biden has taken action after action to further his family's plans to get rich. He shows up to meetings, gets on phone calls.
Republicans assert the president orchestrated an influence scheme and was implicated in his family's overseas business dealings. The House Oversight Committee listened to testimony Wednesday from two former business associates of Hunter Biden and Lev Parnas. German luxury and high-performance car maker Mercedes-Benz recalling more than 116,000 vehicles over a fire risk. According to a regulatory filing, the automaker cites loose electrical wiring underneath the passenger seat that could overheat, ramping up the risk for fire, in Included in the recall are the Mercedes-Benz GLE, Maybach sedans, and AMG GLE vehicles. The car maker says there have been no reported crashes or injuries caused by this issue. More viewers are turning on streaming services for entertainment, news, and sports these days, according to a new Nielsen report called The Gauge. February streamer viewership was at its highest in 6 months. It found that over a third of all TV viewership is on streaming platforms. That's compared to 27% on cable and 23% on broadcast. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and it's great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. R.C. Williams is going to be joining us. He's an entrepreneur, publisher, and linchpin for the Christian conservative movement, and he's on the line with us now. R.C., welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, it's a blessing to be with you. Good morning.
Well, I appreciate this is the first time you've been on our show. Let's do a little discovery here, because this is going to be the first time our audience hears from you. Tell us your story, yours and your wife's story, because you're partners in this call of God.
Yes, we are, Bill. So we started out with a market research company, our primary business, Sherlock. That's what we do. The call was on us based on our findings, because we have God has gifted us with the ability to forecast and see trends and things like that. He wanted us to capture that information, so that launched Sherlock Exposes, which is our daily news briefing. We take stories from the day, we break them down, and give you the pieces you need to connect the dots. About a year into that, the Lord came back and said, now I need you to do what I really need you to do. And that's where We Are the Watchmen Weekly came. So the goal with We Are the Watchmen Weekly is we equip the church to engage the culture by connecting the dots between current events and scripture. There's no better way to reach someone, who has questions than to take what they see every day in their lives and show them scripturally where that's at.
Exactly. Well, see, this goes back to the heart of what we've been about from day one. You know, when I graduated from Bible college 15 or so years ago, and I felt like God was calling me back to the microphone, because initially when I went behind the microphone, I was a juvenile. I was just having fun playing records and just messing around. And then when I went to Bible college and God said, no, and I had taken a break. I'd taken a probably a good decade break away from the microphone and decided to go back to Bible college and got my degree and felt like God was directing me back behind the microphone. And I said, what me? You know, what am I going to do? You know, and it was like, okay, we're going to focus on a biblical worldview of current events. And so that's where we've been. And so it seems that you've been on a similar track of, you know, making sure that truth it remains in the marketplace and that you do what Karl Barth said back in the 16th century. And that is, he went to the pulpit each time with a newspaper or, you know, some documentation in one hand and the Bible in the other, you know, so that this way there'd be a proper comparison and exposure of what was happening culturally, right?
Absolutely correct. correct, Bill, and I have a similar track as you. I was in the broadcast business for years, and one day I was on the air, I finished the shift, and I said, this isn't fun anymore. I don't want to do it. And even back then, the Lord was calling me, even though I didn't realize it. He needed me to do more, and that's how we ended up where we are today. That's a very similar path for the two of us.
Well, you know, and this is so needful right now. I mean, here you are. I mean, your hands are really full as we go into this 2024 election. It's just so ironic that the left is shouting about disinformation. You've got a Supreme Court justice saying it should be the government's job to be the arbiter of truth and and legitimacy, and that is, it's just so comical. This is coming from a woman who doesn't know what the definition of a woman is, but there's a lot of irony running around. But all that being said, seriously, we need to be mindful and vigilant about the information that's out there in this information age. And with the introduction of bots and AI and every which way, and especially when it comes to elections, we saw what happened in 2020. There's no stopping. There's no conscience. There's no shame by these politicians that will do anything to achieve their final objective, and that is power and control.
Absolutely right, Bill. And what happens is that we've been asleep at the wheel for so long, present company excluded, but generally speaking, the populace has been lulled to sleep. And Saul Alinsky set this up perfectly in his book, Rules for Radicals. We strongly encourage conservatives and Christians, you have to understand how the enemy is going to come at you. If you don't, they'll continue to run the same exact playbook on you and call it something else. BLM is Maoism in a new form. I mean, China funded it, for God's sake. And we keep saying, okay, well, it's not that bad. Or, okay, I can live with this. We're dealing with this now with budgets and everything else. We continue to cede ground. And, Bill, what's ultimately happened is that the church abdicated its role in leadership in the culture. So when you ask the question, why is the culture decaying around us? Why does it seem like the world is upside down? It is because we were given this gift of authority, right, and leadership in the culture. And when you abdicate, if you look at the royal definition of that, you've renounced your role in the culture. And it's very evident that we've ceded that ground. The first thing we have to do, it's like any problem, right? The first thing you have to do is admit that there's a problem. And then say, I'm going to stand up and say, we have a problem. These people are our enemy. They are trying to destroy us both from within and without. And I'm not going to stand for that. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever.
Yes, exactly. Well, we've got to get there. And in a sense, there's a spirit of repentance that must take place. The reality that we are the problem. And when we feel the fullness of that problem, and the impact that it's had on our culture, on our kids. I mean, our kids' bodies are being carved up right now in the name of this modernistic wokeism, Alinskyist type of perversion that's impacted our culture. And it doesn't matter, RC. It doesn't matter until it's our kids or our grandchildren. That's where we're at right now, sadly. We just think that, oh, well, you know, what happened to Lake and Riley, that's an anomaly. It comes, we feel bad. We feel, you know, a little bit bad for the dad, for the parents and for her and the future that could have been there. But, you know, we move on because Lake and Riley is not our kid. And we need to really personalize this and align ourselves, and appreciate it. And you would think that as Christians, especially, that we would be more empathetic, more sympathetic to this cause. And then if we do and we feel the pain of it, and I'm not just saying just because we're masochistic here. I think we need to realize the reality. It's kind of like I was talking with a friend of mine the other day, and I said, you know, we watch movies of, like The Passion of the Christ and the 20 minutes uncomfortable part of Passion of the Christ when Jesus is being scourged. Mm-hmm. And the realization, you know, in my devotion time earlier this week was, Jim Caviezel, and I know him, and we've talked about this when he was scourged accidentally. One of the whips, caught him. It went around the arm. He has body armor, and it went around it, and it caught his skin. He said, Bill, just that one little, it was just one hit. it just ripped me up and turned me inside out. I couldn't believe that. And to think that our Lord had sustained this kind of scourging, you know, real scourging, no body armor, just upon his flesh and his body to the point that it made him, you know, irrecognizable. And to really think that, hey, look at what Jesus went through wasn't a movie. It was real.
Right.
His body was carved up. And, and it's the same thing that's happening in a sense. I say same thing only metaphorically, that's happening to our culture is our culture is being carved up. And somehow we think it's a video game or a movie or somehow it's going to go away. And it's not. It's just getting worse, RC.
It absolutely is, Bill. And it is hard to keep up, but that's also by design. And we need to be aware of that.
Well, we've got to keep up with a little, advertising commercial break here. So we'll be back after this.
That works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Thank you.
19 minutes after the top. They are fresh and independent. We're talking with my new friend, R.C. Williams, and your new friend as well, at a time in this information age that we find ourselves in. And, you know, it's always interesting, R.C., is the people that complain about disinformation in any type and form, they're the biggest offenders of misinformation themselves. And here the government is trying to act like they're above it all. And then, of course, you have to suspend reality and ignore that the government was involved in, you know, Russian disinformation going back to 2015. Of course, that has cycled back again. The congressman out of New York, who is just totally delusional and beside himself, claiming Russian disinformation. You know, again, because this is the, you know, one of the boogeymen of choices. And this is what they had, and this is what you're suggesting, is they always have a card to play, whether it's the race card, and of course, get ready, because the economy is in the tank. Bidenomics, forget it. Everything that the Democrats have tried to do has gone to hell in a handbasket. And so they're desperate. So they're going to pull out all the emotional issues. You know, abortion is starting to, circle back, because they've got to drown out the pain that the everyday American is dealing with as a result of these policies, right?
You're absolutely right, Bill. So as our friend Alex Newman always says, he talks a lot about the poly crisis. The goal yes. here is to ultimately break our will by throwing so much at us that we just full. We're just like, I can't deal with this. I can't take it. Whatever. And the other side, Bill, does a really good job of lowest common denominator marketing. They can get a message so simple and then get people emotionally riled up because they've done their homework. And I'll share this with you. Number 5 rule for radicals from Saul Alinsky. Ridicule is man's most potent weapon. There is no defense. It is almost impossible to counterattack ridicule. It also infuriates the opposition, who then react to your advantage. Now, Bill, you tell me today, if the left doesn't do this exact thing to us and we fall right into that trap, instead of taking the high ground, we continue to let these people take the high ground and act crazy, and then using the magic of Edward Bernays and getting people into these cults, people say, you know what? Maybe I am a bad person. You know what? They have a point. I have oppressed people, even though I haven't. They start to believe it. But you yes. see that it's the same playbook over and over with a new coat of paint. Once we say, you're not going to do this to me anymore, I know what you're trying to do. And we always say, if you turn the cannon the other way and fire it, it will work. Don't yes. let them fire it at you. Take it, turn it the other way, and fire it at them.
Exactly. Well, Jesus gave us a great example in how to, you know, defeat this manipulation. First of all, you stay connected to the truth and God.
Amen.
And if you're not, then you lose footing and you are going to fall victim, just like our parents did in the Garden of Eden. Did God really say? They just bring that question, in a sense. I mean, that's what they're doing in ridiculing man. They're getting back to the very heart and soul of who you are. Did God really say that you're his chosen child, that you are protected? Did God really say that? No. So they find a way to ridicule you, and they put you back on the heels of your feet, and you're off balance. And the other thing is that Jesus said, you know, which has always stayed with me when this really, this revelation hit me, R.C., was when Jesus was being persecuted and interrogated and slapped and everything. At one point, he asked the person that slapped him, he said, "What manner of evil did you expect to find in me?" You know, and so, you know, that's Jesus. And I'm just saying, look, I understand that's a higher calling. But we you know, like we were saying earlier, we have to up our game and understand who we are and whose we are. And if we're connected with that, you know, with the vine, with that main vine, we're going to be OK. And there's no apology for our faith. But you see, just like you said, they've knocked us off balance. And oh, here we are, we're Christian nationalists, we're whatever name they wanted, because they're trying to marginalize us, take us off the play of field. And right now, especially in these times, and we need to be discerners of time, of these current times and era, and how the Spirit is moving. This is to their advantage when we get overwhelmed and we're knocked off balance, right?
You're absolutely right, Bill. Two things have happened. One, like you said a moment ago, this entire idea of a Christian nationalist, quote-unquote, is insane. You're a Christian patriot. You're a believer in the Lord. You understand how this constitutional republic was formed. Don't let them put you into that box, because once they get you into that box, you're kind of trapped. And ultimately, that's where they want you. But really think about the context of, hey, you're a Christian crazy. This isn't a Christian nation. And then the other side of the equation, what they're saying to them is, look at how these crazy Christians are trying to take away your rights. They don't want you to be an individual. And what the subtlety is, Bill, is that these people are being led to believe that they are a god in and of themselves, and they should be able to do that, and they should worship the temple of them, because it's their truth. You know, speak your truth. No, there's only one truth. There isn't your truth or my truth. There is the truth. Right? Exactly. And that's it. But look at the manipulation over years and years. And if you want to look at a perfect blueprint for how to execute this, I strongly encourage everyone to go to the NSA search engine, that's Google, and search for China's 2049 plan or their 100-year plan. They will literally tell you everything that's happening to you today. They tell you how they were going to do it, when they were going to execute, where they were going to execute, and ultimately what's going to happen. The enemy has you in a position where they believe they've weakened you so much that they can just tell you what they're going to do to you, dress it up a little bit, make it sound nice, and then just steamroll you. But again, right, Bill, it goes back to what we said at the beginning. You have to admit that there is an issue. In order to fix it, then you have to stand in that authority. Right? Because remember, we've abdicated our role in the culture. Once you stand in that authority and you're serious and these people know you're serious, they will actually scurry like roaches. They do not have an answer. They will shy away from you and they'll run, because that's what Jesus told us would happen if we did that.
Well, they're like the gunmen, you know, that, you know, decide to go out and shoot up a church or a school or anything like that. They're such cowards. They don't want to get any incoming. You know, they don't want to get anything back at them. They just want to go out there and, you know, fire away, have their moment of fame, have people talk about them so they're dead, whatever. But meanwhile, I mean, this is what cowards they are. And this is what evil is. Evil is cowardly. And so when you stand on the truth of God and you don't buy into their narrative, because here we are, it's always an exchange. It's our God for their God. And if you don't know your God, you're just like the children of Israel as they're going through the desert. And this is where I'm at in my reading right now, is that, you know, they're in the desert and they keep forgetting who God is. God does these incredible miracles. And, you know, they keep forgetting. It's this cycle, this repeated cycle that they go through. And they got to be out there in the desert for 40 years. And even then, you know, I think God may have just had that oy vey moment. Just say oy vey. You know, it's just, you know, you guys have been out here 40 years. You probably still don't get it. You probably won't get it. But, you know, hey, look at this. Is probably as good as it's going to get right now. And now, you know, I'm going to let you cross the Jordan and we'll figure, you know, and let you guys figure it out. And here we are, you know, all these generations later, we're reading about this and we see, wow, we're just as stiff-necked, you know. We're just as silly in realizing we see all the miracles over the ages that God has done, and even with this country started with a miracle. It started because of the hand of God. It started because, you know, you had a bunch of knucklehead pilgrims that didn't know better, and they thought, hey, look, let's pray to God. Let's ask him for an answer. And God gives it to them. And here we are, right? 250 years later.
Amen.
Well, I'm going to let you wrap it up. Remind everybody where they can go for more information, R.C. Williams.
Yeah, Bill, they can find us at wearethewatchmen.org. That's wearethewatchmen.org. People will find a bunch of great information there. And, Bill, it's such a blessing to be on with you. Thank you for having me.
Well, I so appreciate you. I look forward to staying in touch, okay, R.C.?
Yes, sir.
You got it. God bless. R.C. Williams has been our guest. I'm Bill Martinez. It is 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk. You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah. Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Taxes and fees apply.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. All kinds of beers and thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guys in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love, and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
USA News Update. The Federal Reserve is deciding to keep interest rates stable for now. The target inflation rate, still too high. Nevertheless, the central banks hinted at 3 upcoming cuts sometime this year. These cuts would mark the first decrease since the onset of COVID-19 in 2020. Currently, the federal funds rate's at its highest level in over 23 years. The price at the pump is climbing. USA's John Schaefer.
On Wednesday, gas was averaging $3.51 per gallon nationwide. That's according to AAA. But Tuesday, the pump price was just $3.48, 3 cents less. California drivers face the steepest prices, averaging $4.93 per gallon. The most affordable gas is in Mississippi at $3.06.
As of early Thursday, the national average price for regular unleaded gasoline stood at $3.52. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
America. Bill Martinez here, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, joins us now. Good morning, DeRoy. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I got to tell you, I feel your pain. You know, whenever we look back on our alma mater and see that something is askew here, and especially the way you report on it with what's happening there at Georgetown. But dare I say, it's not just Georgetown. This is a prevailing thought that has invaded our higher halls of education, supposedly. And it really, it's just amazing to me how they've taken over. And they think this is all intellectual, when in fact it actually dumbs down the participants of said doctrine, because you're not looking at objective truth any longer. You're coming in and you're prejudiced, and here it is. It's I think after everything's all said and done, DeRoy, it's almost like we're going to need a deprogramming effort of all these higher levels of institutions that have just contracted Trump derangement syndrome, because they're out of their skulls.
They really are, and you see this on a lot of campuses. We just screw with Donald J. Trump, and here are his ideas, here are some better ideas, or maybe there's a more effective way to manage an economy or create incentives, whatever. It's just the man is a racist, and he's a Klansman, and he's worse than Hitler, and on and on and on, and all this kind of crazy insanity. And you certainly see it at Georgetown University, particularly Georgetown Law School. I wrote a pretty detailed comprehensive piece about this for the American Spectator. Headline is Hoya Gate, Georgetown Law is Vatican of Trump Hatred. And you see one professor after another, administrator after another, sort of internal center for various specialties in the law, all arrayed against Trump, filing lawsuits, writing legal briefs, sort of having model prosecution memos that prosecutors can use to go after him. And it's just like this single-minded, relentless axe grinding against Trump. And the people involved in this are often very prominent Democrats, such as John Podesta, who was the head of the Hillary Clinton campaign, also chief of staff to Obama. Peter Strzok, you may recall, he was the FBI counterintelligence agent who was wrapped up in the Russian collusion hoax, that sort of stuff. And these people are just, as I say, monomaniacal in their focus on bringing down Donald J. Trump, and just in the most spectacular ways that are anti-democratic, while they also scream about how much they love and defend democracy.
How does a guy like Peter Strzok live another day? I mean, after all the credibility and what he did, the damage to this country, you know, his comments about, you know, how Walmart customers smell. I mean, how derogatory. This individual does little to advance intelligence. And, you know, I would say, well, if he's going to be at Georgetown because it's a bit of a freak show or something, that would be one thing. But what they do is they offer legitimacy to the John Podestas and the Strzoks and the other like-minded individuals. That at the end of the day, what have they done? I mean, compared to Donald Trump. I mean, here you are, and, you know, kind of as a sidebar, you live in New York and you're there in Manhattan. And I thought for just a moment, I think of all the things that the Trump family has done for New York, I'm surprised. Part of me is surprised that New Yorkers themselves haven't paused for a moment to say, look what this guy did for us. Look what he did for our economy, the buildings that he built. You know, I remember there was an ice rink that was dilapidated. It was a mess. Right? Right? And I mean, he's done this time and time again where he's been a positive contributor to New York City, and his thanks, I mean, their thanks is, hey, we're going to just, you know, shove it to you and come after your businesses and kick you out of the state, and a state that's near bankrupt right now, and they need all the tax revenue they can have, and they're not only chasing Trump, but there's a lot of people right now. I think New York is going to surpass California as the number one one-way rental of U-Hauls out of the state.
It sure looks that way, and you know, right now in New York, as you say, we have many buildings on our skyline which were built by Donald J. Trump. You can read the book The Art of the Deal, where he describes back in the I guess the early 70s when New York was completely imploding, the building, I think it was the Commodore Hotel, if I'm not mistaken, right just immediately east of Grand Central Terminal, and it was on the verge of being padlocked. And if that happened, it would just made the whole area on Grand Central just plunge even more deeply into despair. He went in and took it over. That was his first big deal. And it's now the Hyatt Central, I think it is. Grand Hyatt Hotel is what it's called. The shiny sort of mirror-like building right just east of Grand Central. And that was the beginning of turning around that neighborhood and revitalizing it. You mentioned Woolman Rink. It was owned by the city of New York. They did nothing with it. It was just sitting there. And he came in, and I believe Ed Koch's mayor said, look, give me 6 months, I think it was. And Koch said, yep, go ahead, do what you can. And he turned the thing around, had it turned on, and people skating on ice within like 6 months, boom, just like that. And yeah, the thanks he gets for this is, you know, gin up this case by Letitia James, accuse him of civil fraud in a case where there are no victims. The alleged victims all got their money repaid with interest. Sometimes they had a schedule. Nobody said I got robbed. Nobody said he didn't pay off. Nobody said he, you know, welched on his bills. And yet the idea here is he's got to pay this enormous fine plus interest of $454 million. You know, not even rich people have that amount of cash just sitting around. And he's now spending this week scrambling around trying to get either a bond to do it or find somebody to put up the money. And if not, Letitia James, I think Monday at probably 5 p.m., I assume, is thought to thought to go in and try to put a padlock on either
padlock
tower,
on all the exactly
or 40 Wall Street or one of his buildings. I mean, it's really like something out of Cuba or Nicaragua. It's disgusting. And, you know, if you rip people off and people are saying, hey, he didn't pay back his bills and he cheated me, okay, that's one thing, but show me a victim. Show me anybody who's been involved with business with Donald J. Trump in New York. I mean, people at Deutsche Bank said not only did he pay back with interest and pay back ahead of time, we went to his office and said, hey, we want to do more business with you. What kind of a victim of fraud comes back and says, I want to do more business with you? It doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. So this is all complete nonsense. It's tyranny. It's injustice. And as you say, I think people look at this and the response is, gee, let's open an office or a branch or location in New York City. I think the response is turn around and run like hell in the opposite direction. And that's going to be a profound detriment of me in New York City and my neighbors here. Not a good thing.
Well, and as you cite Letitia James, I mean, she made it part of her campaign, which supposedly is verboten. You're not supposed to do that. But she was real clear. I mean, she's on video. She's on tape saying as much that she's going after Trump. I mean, that's illegal to do. But you see, this kind of stinking thinking and this ideology that they embrace that exudes and has pervaded, you know, your alma mater and how many others to think that this is acceptable. And you get that other judge there, Engoron, who makes up his story, and I mean he has no basis to be in a position to be making real estate decisions. He has no background whatsoever. He's ill-equipped, but he and Letitia James, they think that they're it's a game of a monopoly or something. I mean, they're just so disconnected.
Well, yeah. I mean, the whole question here is that Donald J. Trump, he faked.
Yeah.
Sort of conflated two words there. He faked, I should say, the evaluations on his buildings in order to get bigger loans, et cetera. Well, if you're the judge in this case, you ought to know something about real estate valuations. This same Judge Engoron claims that Mar-a-Lago is worth $18 million. This is a 22-acre property of historical significance with 58-bedroom mansion, fountains, and landscaping. It's absolutely gorgeous. That's worth $18 million. And then right up the street in Palm Beach, you've got a 2-acre lot on the water, just like Mar-a-Lago. That's worth $200 million. That's more than 10, I guess probably 11x. Yeah, it's about 11 times more valuable. Just a lot. That's it. Yeah. And it's somehow Mar-a-Lago with fountains and topiary and ballrooms and restaurants and all that. That's worth 1/11 of that. I mean, come on, that's ridiculous and absurd. It's stupid. And going back to this American Spectator article, one of the things that really bothers me about these people is they always scream about, oh, democracy, democracy, we love democracy. And they engage in things like Rosa Brooks, who's the head of she's an assistant dean at Georgetown Law School.
I'll tell you what, DeRoy, let's do this before we get deep about Rosa, because I want to kind of hold it together. We got to go to quick break, so we'll pick it up on the other side. More from DeRoy Murdoch after this. Stay with us.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498. is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy.
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data, $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan, at an amazing price, with no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay. Plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after your enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
We're back with you, America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. DeRoy Murdoch, Fox News contributor, continues with us. DeRoy, before the break, you started to talk about the Georgetown professor of law and policy and associate dean for the Centers and Institute. This is a woman with the title, Rosa Brooks. Break this down for us. Help us understand what's going on with her.
Yeah, as I explained in my article at Hoya Gate, Georgetown Law is Vatican of Trump Hatred, which is in the American Spectator. Rosa Brooks is a associate dean for centers and institutes at Georgetown Law School. And she's one of these people running around saying, oh, Trump's a threat to democracy. We love democracy. Democrats are the defenders of democracy, et cetera. She wrote an article in the for Foreign Policy magazine 10 days into the Trump administration. This would be January 30th of 2017. Trump is only president for 10 days now. And the article is headlined, Three Ways to Get Rid of Trump. And then she offered another idea. Quote, the fourth possibility is one that until recently I would have said was unthinkable in the United States of America, a military coup, unquote. So Trump had been president for a grand total of 10 days. It's not like he had signed the Enabling Act or opened concentration camps or, you know, shut down the Washington Post. Hadn't done anything like that.
Opened up the southern border to a bunch of illegal immigrants.
Or open
like
the
that.
Southern border or start, issuing edicts to stop collecting payments on student loans or start censoring websites. Mm-hmm. None of that stuff had happened. And yet she's saying, yeah, the way to defend democracy is to have a military coup. How on earth do you defend democracy by having a military coup? As if this were Chile or the Dominican Republic or somewhere in Africa or other places you have military coups. This is ridiculous. So you've got these are the people who are the defenders of democracy. You know, democracy mm-hmm. is on the ballot. And you've got this woman who's one of the great advocates for democracy saying the way to handle Donald J. Trump 10 days into his presidency is with a military coup. And she's at Georgetown Law School teaching our young people how to become lawyers and judges. Unbelievable.
And where are the rest of her colleagues saying, are you out of your picking mind?
Yeah, exactly.
This is insane what she
totally
wrote
insane.
About.
Totally unhinged.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. And then you've got John Podesta, another guy who's at Georgetown. He's an adjunct professor at Georgetown. University, and he participated in something called TIP, which is the Transition Integrity Project, which is sort of a war game to see how people would respond to Trump.
I like how they manufacture the language and they wordsmith it to make it seem like it's such a good thing, right?
Oh, it sounds very positive. Absolutely right. So they got all these people to pretend they were different folks and respond to different scenarios. Biden wins narrowly, Trump wins, whatever it is. So one scenario was a clear Trump victory. And John Podesta, the former head of the Hillary Clinton campaign, former chief of staff to Obama, he portrayed Joe Biden. So he pretended to be Joe Biden in this exercise. So in this exercise where there was a clear Trump win, John Podesta slash Joe Biden responds not by saying, hey, I want a recount or I concede defeat, normally how people normally respond to this. He did a couple things. One is in the game, he got the people pretending to be governors of Michigan and Wisconsin to send Congress alternate lists of pro-Biden Electoral College representatives. Now, this is what they call a quote-unquote fake elector scheme, and this is exactly precisely why Donald J. Trump is on trial in Georgia, facing potential prison for what they call a fake elector scheme. Now, it's perfectly legitimate and legal to have an alternate set of electors. You send that to Congress and let Congress pick between the Biden electors and the Trump electors. That's exactly why the Congress meets every January 6th after the presidential election to make those exact decisions. That's totally legal. John F. Kennedy did it. He sent a bunch of electors, a slate of electors, to Hawaii in 1960, even though the Republican governor had certified the state for Nixon. There was a recount late around Christmas time of 1960. John F. Kennedy won. Nixon conceded Hawaii, and the quote-unquote fake electors that JFK sent were actually counted as legitimate. So that's fine. So in this exercise, John Podesta does that with Michigan and Wisconsin. That's perfectly okay. It's totally okay when JFK does it. When Donald J. Trump does it, it becomes an indictable offense, and he's facing prison.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so unbelievable. The other even more amazing thing that John Podesta did, while I portrayed Joe Biden in this war game exercise, was contact the states of Washington, Oregon, and California, and urge them to declare themselves as Cascadia and secede from the Union. So the same people who talk about unity and keep us all together, let's be unified, you've got this guy pretending to be Joe Biden and taking the entire West Coast, the entire Pacific time zone, and break it away as a separate country. And again, we're the bad guys. We're the ones trying to divide America. We're the evil, divisive people. And you've got this guy, John Podesta, former Hillary Clinton campaign staffer, Obama's chief of staff, saying, yeah, the way to handle a Trump victory is to take Washington, Oregon, and California and split them off from the Union. Unbelievable. Absolutely astonishing.
Now, you're going to tell me, as they were doing these war games, basically, is what their form of war game, and doing this, that they didn't, in their own mind, imagine a January 6th event?
Well, part of it was, in fact, predict what would happen. One of the predictions was that there would be some kind of civil unrest of one kind or another. They did talk about that. And given they did, and this whole exercise was designed to prepare for what would happen if Trump won or Biden won or you had a contested election. They predict there would be a closely contested election. They basically predicted exactly what happened. So given all of that, they should have said, look, January 6th is going to be rough. There are going to be a lot of people with hurt feelings. And this might be a good idea, actually, to follow Donald J. Trump's advice and agree to have 10,000 National Guard troops on the streets of Washington, D.C. to keep things calm, keep the peace, prevent exactly what took place on Capitol Hill. But no, the decision by Nancy Pelosi, then Speaker of the House, Muriel Bowser, the mayor of Washington, is, no, we don't want those troops. We don't want the National Guard on the streets. The D.C. police can handle it by themselves, along with the Capitol Police. So no, Donald J. Trump, we don't want your offer of National Guard troops. We'll handle it ourselves. Well, how'd that turn out? Not very well.
Exactly. Well,
the thing that he didn't approve the National Guard troops, which he did approve, and they rejected.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. And the thing is, they orchestrated this. There's no doubt in my mind that they got exactly what they wanted. They knew months in advance FBI insurgents were involved in all these organizations. They saw this stuff bubbling. They reported. It didn't even get down to Stephen Sund. And Stephen, you say get down. I mean, this guy's in charge of the Capitol Police. He is the numero uno jefecino of the Capitol buildings, right? And he's not even informed of what's going on. And the FBI has all this information. Nancy Pelosi is aware of it. The Democratic apparatchik is, you can imagine there had to be some war room somewhere where they're orchestrating, they're watching all this, and they're seeing, okay, we got Oath Keepers going nuts over here. We got this guy. We've got, some FBI informants involved in this group, and he's got them all roused up. And man, it looks like we're going to have hundreds of thousands. We could have a million people here going crazy. Man, this could be a lot of fun. And then, it's so obvious that even when Christopher Wray is at a hearing and they ask him, they said, well, how many FBI agents do you have? Oh, well, we can't really can't comment on that. I mean, it's like, wait a minute. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. What number do I need to hide or not even, make sure that I don't even by accident, do a Joe Biden and have a moment of truth here because I'm going to really hang myself, right?
Exactly.
But we're supposed to believe, we've got a bunch of patriots who saw what happened across the country, that this orchestrated shutdown of the count happened in all these swing states according to measure. I mean, this wasn't by accident. You go, imagine that. I mean, this state, what time did they shut down? Well, interestingly, about the same time, all of them. It's like somebody made the call, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, normally, you and I have been to election watch parties. The polls close at 8 or 9, and you stay there till, can be 1, 2, 3 in the morning until they call the election. Meanwhile, you hang out with your friends and have drinks and watch the returns. Mm-hmm. Never in my life have I seen, especially a presidential election, where sometimes they call it early. If Mitt Romney, I think, was called about 11 o'clock, it looked early on like he'd lose. But I've never seen one that say, all right, we're just going to stop voting and go home. We're tired. We're just exhausted. We're going to come back tomorrow. And not in one state, but in 8, 9, or 10 states. Those, we're all tired. We're all going home. And we're listening to what is this? No, you need to count the ballots. What are you doing? And the ballot counts are suspended until, the next morning. And then, oh, my God, look at all these Biden votes. Wow. Looks like Biden won. What on earth is that?
Yeah, when did those numbers come in? When were they counted? Oh, when the vote counters, at least the conservative ones, were out of the room. You had swings of hundreds of thousands of votes, but yet we're supposed to believe that no shenanigans took place, although, the latest polls are still, they're still pretty consistent. About 60% of the country believes, that, There were shenanigans, and they have their doubts about the legitimacy of the 2020 election. Yeah,
I mean you saw the Fulton County vote room where they told them, well, we're going to go home and go to sleep, so everybody go home. And the journalists and the vote judges went home, and just we got the video surveillance footage. As soon as those people left, they start pulling these boxes of ballots out from under a table and start throwing them into the counting machine. Then all of a sudden, Biden's votes spike. What the hell is that? And then you had in Michigan, in Detroit, in the Wayne County counting room, they kicked out the Republican vote observers, and then they covered up the windows so nobody could see what was going on. I mean, literal interruption of transparency, literally. And then all of a sudden, look at these huge spikes for Joe Biden. I mean, the whole thing was rigged. The whole thing was cooked. Even if you don't believe, as they say, massive widespread cheating, you don't need massive widespread cheating. You need focused cheating in Detroit, Atlanta, Las Vegas, Phoenix, Milwaukee, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh. Yeah. That's all you need. You don't need in every county across the country. You need to focus in about 6 or 7 counties in about 4 or 5 states. And you do that, and you win the election, you win the White House. That's what we had. And not paranoid. Just look into the facts. Look what happened, and you'll see that this was a totally rigged election. And these people play dirty. They play nasty, and that includes playing really nasty at Georgetown Law School, as I explained in my article, The American Spectator.
Yeah, check it out. He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
You bet, Bill. Thanks very much.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr.